I make 5% cash back on everything I buy. I made 5% back on that.
On this!
Drop down and give me 5.
5% back on this workout.
And 5% back on this.
New card members get 5% cash back on all purchases for the first 5 months, up to £125, and no fee. That's right, no fee with Amex cashback.
Representative 31% APR variable. American Express Platinum Cashback Everyday Credit Card. Minimum annual spend to receive cashback. Terms apply, 18 plus, subject to approval.
Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I am doing quite well. We're here to talk Summer House. We have shows going on in Europe in later May. We're going to be in London, Dublin, and Birmingham. So go to watchcrappens.com to get your tickets for that. Plus, we also are doing Netflix is a Joke in Hollywood. It's going to be a cool, intimate show. So there will be limited space. So if you want to be sure to see us, get your tickets now before it's too late. Everything again is on the website, and also go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get access to there's links there to our Patreon, but if you want to go directly, it's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can watch us with Crappens on demand, not just listen. You can also get access to our weekly bonus episode. This week we did a trailer breakdown, a trailer trash, as we call it, for the new Real Housewives of New Jersey season. So go do all of those things. And real quickly, a shout out, go check out the Elvis Duran 50-Minute Morning Show podcast, where I was a guest this week, and keep an eye out for the Serial Killers podcast, where I also was a guest. Thank you again for having me on. So with that all being said, let's dive into Summer House, another chapter in the devolving relationship of Lindsay and Carl.
And Amanda and Kyle.
Oh, I mean, God,
Jesus,
yeah.
Christ, this show is just about people who settle not working out. I mean, Jeez. Talk about unhappy people. Let me just give a shout out to Amanda and Kyle for still sucking. Let me explain something. Kyle's a drunk, and you're not. You guys should probably break up. There.
Yeah.
I just made it simple for you.
Amanda, it's time to move on. Like, you're clearly unhappy and you can't tell me otherwise at this point. We've been watching you guys for years, and I'll have moments where I'll say, oh, they worked it out. Amanda, this is not your best version. This is not the best you. It's time to leave because you're turning into a nag. You're just turning into a nag. It's not good. It's not a nice look. And you're better than that. It's just... He drives
well,
you nuts.
I mean, you have
you
to.
Hate him.
Like you're with a fucking child. You're with a child.
Yeah,
it's
of
like
course.
You're put in the position where you end up mothering this child.
I know.
It's like, grow the fuck up, bro. My God. And he's wasted in his mullet, peeing in the fucking yard, like every day. Get rid of him, Amanda. Get rid of him. You deserve so much better, darling.
Yeah.
And look, I like Kyle too. I don't think Kyle's a bad person, but he's just like clearly a drunk at this point, and he just wants to like hang out and pretend he's 20 in the backyard, wasted. Run, girl.
There's just a lot of sunk cost fallacy going on with these two. Like, they've already put in like a certain amount of time. They don't want to start over. I don't know what's going on. She needs to be with someone who is like a little more grown up, and he needs to be with someone who is going to be like down for her, like his vibe, like what he wants to do. They just are not connected, and it's just, come on. You guys are bringing out the worst of each other right now.
It's rough. Yeah. So last week, take your clothes off and run around the pool. So we get all that. It's now Friday, and Sierra is telling everyone to get out of the hot tub. Let's get our ducks in a row. Let's go. Because they are making Southern food. It's Sierra and Lindsay's Southern Food Jamboree.
Yeah, big Southern food jamboree night. So Sierra goes inside and she's making, it's, I guess it's the gravy, or I thought it was a roux at first, but whatever it is, she has a freaking...
No, that's gravy, sir. That is a straight up gravy. This is a Southern meat. Well, I guess they have roux, Nola, duh. But yeah, I mean, this is a gravy, honey.
Well, whatever it was, Sierra had a metal ass metally metal whisk and she was stirring aggressively in that nonstick skillet and my heart was breaking. I was like, no, don't use metal in a nonstick skillet. Shaking, grabbing her neck. Just no, stop it. Stop it.
My thought was, this is why Airbnbs always have shit pots and pans.
Yep.
Because people take metal whisks to things or metal things to things or
God.
Cut things with knives in the pan. You can't do that. Nonstick, very bad for you.
Don't do that. Don't. Okay, everyone, do not use your metal whisks in the nonstick skillet. Please, for the love of God, please.
So Lindsay and Sierra high five. They're like, oh my God, we pulled it off.
We got Teflon in everyone's food.
And now Sierra, of course, because she's cooked, is like, how are people not ready for dinner? Where is everybody? Get down here. It's dinner time.
Yeah. Amanda's like, Kyle's probably curling his hair. Kyle.
And Craig sees Jesse in the kitchen and Paige is just watching them. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hot guy's talking to my dad. Hold on. So Craig's like,
oh, this shirt's sweet, bro. Where'd you get this shirt?
And he's like, Mr. Porter, that's where.
Wow, you look good. And you're going to get touched tonight by boys and girls because sweet.
Yeah, no problem. Or as I like to sing it, no problem. And Paige is like, oh my God, look at those two hot guys talking and they both love me. I'm going to fold this napkin because I'm just like so happy right now.
I don't know why it was funny watching Paige fold a napkin in nervousness, but it was. I feel like Paige has never folded a napkin.
Literally.
She was like, oh my God, wait, what am I, service right now? Oh, Jesus. Here I am folding a napkin. I've really fallen, haven't I?
Literally almost, I think, 75% of things that Paige does is like funny to me. Just like picking up a fork, like, oh, how interesting, a fork. I'm like, ha ha.
All right, well, I just worked a full shift. I'm going to go take a nap now. Good night.
Wow. Napkin. Well, I like the first part of that word.
Take the K out. We got a home run. God, that made, thinking of running a home run made me tired. Can I do a home run where I just hit the ball hard and then just sit down? Could that count?
I have to say also, by the way, watching this episode, I really love this episode. I'm loving this season. And I texted you. I was like, I'm watching this show now like these people are my friends. Like every time Paige made a joke, I was like laughing. I was just like giggling with my head in my hands. Like, God, I love my friends. I love that Paige is my friend right now. She's so funny. I love having funny friends.
And then you wrote back, that's pathetic, right? And I didn't write back.
I was like, it makes sense because Ronnie's not on Summer House, so he's not a friend.
It's like, you're crazy.
My only friends are on Summer House right now. I'm in Summer House. I'm a cast member.
Like, I'm folding a napkin too, Paige. I'm folding a napkin too.
Paige, I love napkins. Oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah, like look at Craig and Jesse are totally talking. It is so funny. I totally agree with you, Paige.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, oh, I'm here for dinner. Everybody wait for me. Everybody wait for me at dinner.
He's like, yeah, Kyle, because we care about drunk people too. Please have a seat, Kyle. Welcome. I hope you enjoyed that napkin, which has been folded.
That was sarcasm, Kyle. We don't really care for you. I'm like, I know, Paige. You're like, God, I love her. She's my friend.
Well, cheers to Sierra and me, to be honest with you, because we are not on drugs tonight, unlike Carl, probably. Just kidding, Carl. Okay, everybody. Wherever Carl is.
So Lindsay's like, yeah, we actually like worked really well in the kitchen. Like, we have, okay, everyone, we got like green beans and deviled eggs and country fried steak and mashed potatoes and also just like a salad made of Teflon and for dessert, a pineapple upside down cake.
I feel like this cast would never eat any of these things.
No.
I think they're all like, what the fuck is this? I guess we'll eat it because we're on TV, but hell no.
Yeah.
So Amanda's like, oh my God, guys, we should play a game. Okay, Amanda, you're fired just for this. Yeah. How many games have you started? You've started a game every episode. You're fired. Goodbye. Go.
Yeah.
Go. Do not look back. Do not look back. Keep walking, ma'am. Keep walking. But I can't get out of the gate. Lindsay did it. Figure it out, Amanda.
She goes, okay, everyone, share one good
thing.
Oh, a
mail truck just hit me.
Guys, share one good thing about our week. I'll go first. Kyle left. Ha, 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 ha.
And everyone laughs because it's funny when she does it, but not when Lindsay does it. So justice for Lindsay being horrible to her boyfriend. Why can't we just all be horrible to our significant others? Come on, guys. They're like, they laugh at it. And Kyle's like, wow, what the hell, bro? And then Jesse says, I didn't get to see Kyle. And that was the worst thing about my week because I didn't get to see him. So he left somewhere. And Lindsay's like, Jesse, how many dates did you go on this week? And do you like polka dots?
Don't I look like I'm in like a Jessica Simpson video or maybe Carrie Underwood? I'm Southern.
And Kyle's like, yeah, tell us. I want to know about your the New York City game. And he's like, I went on 3.5 dates. Like, what is like a half date? He goes, you know, the half date was I just cooked dinner at my apartment. And I'm like, what?
That's like 1.5 dates right there.
Yeah, that's actually more than one date. That's like a lot of dates. Okay, well, I think I need to clarify this. Not how many dates you went on, Jesse Solomon, but how many girls did you go on dates with this week?
He goes, 4 would be the proper number. I'm like, well, what's the improper number? Is there like an animal in the mix? What's going on?
And Paige is like, well, where do you find the time? That's crazy.
And he's like, it's a full-time job, guys. But do you want commitment, Jesse Solomon? I love that they all act like they're interviewing Meryl Streep because it's like, wow, you've really won the Oscar. You're tall and hot.
Yeah, they're definitely like the audience.
Tell us what life is like. What is everyday life like? Do you ever go to a Target without being mobbed?
Inside the tall person studio. It's basically like they're the audience lining up, asking questions. Like, can you tell us about your process of walking around being tall?
What's it like just being offered jobs wherever you go for no reason?
What's it like being not tempted to stab walls? Oh, sorry. That was more about Craig.
So they're like, do you want commitment? And he's like, I would commit to the right girl for sure. For sure.
Okay, but what are you looking for? So give me your top 3 things outside of love, because that's stupid. It's fake, and everybody knows it. So
he's like, smart. I want her to take care about things know about things in the world. And she's like, okay, well, that's 2. So you only have 1 left, dummy.
And okay, goes, so yeah. So is one of them wanting someone to build a pool without a whole entire half of the pool being only 1 inch worth of water? That doesn't even make sense.
Is one of them building some sort of like sun shelf on a pool, but not even realizing and thinking it's actually the shallow end of the pool because he's that dumb to think a shallow end would only be 1 inch? Is that one of the things?
Is one of them living in a place that doesn't have to be forced to take down statues every other month because they're terribly offensive?
So Jesse goes, I think, and 3, I want a woman who's organized, which I thought was actually such a funny, such a funny trait that he's looking for, organized, but also like not a terrible thing to say. And Paige is like, huh, well, that's interesting. I was really not expecting that. I think just dating Craig, I'm just so used to abandoning the entire concept of organized that I forget that's something that people actually look for anymore.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, what does that even mean? And he's like, it means like I'm good at big decisions, but, you know, I don't want to make small decisions all day, guys. Okay. Like, sure, I'll pick a restaurant, but you need to order for us.
Oh, my God. What? Disgusting. I hate when people order for me. Gross. Horrible.
Awful.
Stupid.
No, you're the worst. Like, literally,
you just
like
shrunk 1 inch in my eyes. Just kidding. You're like 6'8" now. That's so hot.
You just like shrank like 3 feet, but you're still somehow taller than West. Sorry, West.
Poor West. Literally.
Poor West. Can you hear
He's
me?
He's jobless.
He doesn't hear me.
So, yeah, this organized thing, I personally always think that I want someone to tell me, like, oh, we're going here. Because I hate when you're like, let's go to dinner. And then you get together and you're like, where do you want to eat, guys? And they're like, wherever you want. Ugh, I hate that. I want you to pick so I can complain about it. Yeah. I can't complain about it if I pick it.
Yeah, welcome to Ben and Ronnie on the road touring. I'd be like, Ronnie, we are going to Mama Shay's Crab Shack. You're like, great, sounds great. Then later,
I just didn't like it. Actually, you never complained to me. You literally never complained to me.
I just feel like I don't complain to you. Do I?
I'm the complainer. I'm the organizer and the complainer.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I didn't like that. I didn't like the way they used their napkins. Am I right, Paige? Best friend?
Yeah, I'm always thinking, don't ruin this date with Ben. You never see him.
No, by the way, I think that like being organized is different than being the one to order food at dinner. That's like more take charge or alpha or something like that. But I think organized, I like that as an idea because you don't want someone who's just like a mess, both like in terms of their room, but also like their approach to life. You want someone who like sort of just like knows, has organized thoughts and ideas. And I say this as someone whose thoughts are not organized at all. As someone who speaks in parentheticals,
I'm like literally a tornado. So for me to say I want someone to be organized is crazy, but it does sound nice. I mean, listen, I love a good sock drawer. You know what I mean? Where you can find stuff.
Yeah. I love a Google Sheet. If, I think
you
that's
love a fucking sheet. Oh, you do love a sheet. And that's important, I think, in a partner. I couldn't do it myself, so we could never be together, but because I would kill you.
That's okay.
It's on the Google Sheet. Did you update the Google Sheet? But I respect it.
I'm already working on a Google Sheet for when we go to Europe. I'm so excited.
I'll bet you are.
It only has one thing on it, like our hotel in Dublin. But it's
I'm hoping that Google is like, we don't work in London. Sorry, Sheets is not available in London. Sorry. But Google
has, they're really upset about Brexit. They're like, unfortunately, Sheets Brexited.
Okay, so... So now they're like, we hate ordering for ourselves. Gross. So Kyle's like, okay, so now we know Paige wants the guy to order. Okay, everybody, we're here at dinner, right? All right. How do we want to rethink how hard you were hitting on her the first couple of weekends?
Just being
everyone's
messy.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. So everyone's like, there's like, oh my God, he brought that up. Whoa, right in front of Craig. And Jesse's like, all right. Let's hear this out. So yeah, was I hitting on Paige the first couple of weekends? I don't know. I mean, like, and Craig's like, well, I mean, she's a pretty girl. I would too. Do you ever try calling her Chicken? She really likes that. Hey, Chicken. Ah, God, I didn't mean to say that at the table, everyone. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing.
God, you're so tall right now.
Two small people.
This is so funny because everyone, the women, I think, take it, like Amanda, as we'll see in a second, takes this way harder, being like, oh my God, who says that? Who does that? But men love this shit. It's very different with men. Men are you want to be my girlfriend? Hot. That's awesome, bro. I won. I win. I've got a hot girlfriend, you know? Whereas girls are like, you want to flirt with my husband? I'll fucking kill you. I'll take you down. And guys are like, amazing. Thanks for the compliment, bro.
I know. And they all know that Kyle's just being messy. And so then...
and he's literally wasted. So it's kind of sad.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I mean, who wants to date someone that people don't want to ask out? Am I right?
Yeah. And Amanda... Oh, wait. So Jesse's like, okay, I guess we'll air that out. So I was hitting on Paige the first couple of weeks, okay? And... Kyle's like, well, I thought it would be a funny way to break the ice. And Jesse's like, yeah, really hilarious, Kyle. He goes, yeah, well, I asked Jesse. I was like, Jesse, what's your type? And he was like, Paige. And Amanda goes, why would you do that? Why, Kyle? Kyle! The way I'm going to murder you in your sleep tonight, Kyle, you have no idea.
Why is she flummoxed by this thing? Why is she so upset? I mean, Kyle's being messy. She would say that, oh, Kyle's being messy and it's embarrassing that Kyle is being messy. I'm like, this is the thing you're embarrassed about? He's sitting here in a mullet and this is the thing that's gonna like push you over the edge.
Start with the embarrassing and take baby steps towards the other things you're bad at. You know what I mean? You have to tackle one thing at a time. I can see why she's annoyed because you're with your partner. Here we are again. He's sloppier than everybody else at another fucking dinner. He's making an ass out of himself because he wants to avoid his own issues. And he's trying to embarrass her friend who now she's going to have to take shit from her friend in her mind, which she won't have to. But in her mind, she's like, oh God, now you're breaking girl code. And you're not even a girl.
And Kyle's like, Amanda, it's funny. Would you relax? Like, you wound up like a ball of yarn. Like, what's your problem? You've been giving me shit ever since I walked in the house, aside from that one kiss you gave me. Amanda.
We're like, okay, well, this was fun. Bye.
So Paige gets up and Amanda follows her, and then they're in a closet or something, and Amanda's like, I am so pissed at Kyle right now. We know, Amanda. Fuck, we know.
Jesus Christ. Craig's like, I didn't even know what was happening. By the way, how awesome is Paige? Isn't Paige like hilarious? Oh my God. And Amanda's like, I just like, I know you've never been so quiet, Craig. And he's like, yeah, well, he was just like, let's think of the most absurd thing I could say to someone and just, hey, man, I just want you to know I'm friends with Shep. So this Kyle stuff is really like, doesn't even faze me at this point. If you want to talk about underminers, like, I'm good.
Yeah. And so then it cuts to Kyle chugging another lover boy. And Amanda's like, Kyle just doesn't think before he speaks. It's like, use your little ears, Kyle.
Close your big mouth. Gosh, it's like, Amanda, you might not be wrong, but like, also, just leave him. Just leave him, because you're really dragging down this show right now.
Yeah.
So we go to Kyle and Jesse, and Jesse's like, he's eating still. He's the only one still eating. And Kyle's like, why do you think that Amanda reacted the way she did? Like, what the hell, man?
Because you're a fucking mess and a loser, dude. And Jesse's just laughing because, like, it's obvious, you know? And Kyle's like, I mean, I think she's just looking for reasons to have a hard time. They give me a hard time. And he's like, I mean, bro, it was kind of outrageous. I mean, you did call me out in front of her boyfriend. I mean, I like it. It was funny, you know? It was organized chaos, which, you know, got kind of a boner. But still,
got me into the trailer of the show. So it's cool. Thanks.
Kyle doesn't laugh. He just like, he's like, God, even Jesse's not on my side.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, grown-ups, the Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
So now Wes and Sierra upstairs, and Wes is getting changed. She's like, I'm bummed I blew it on my first outfit. She goes, what do you mean? He goes, red's not my color. She's like, yeah, it's not a lot of white people's color. And then you turn red when you giggle. So want to cuddle?
Yeah, so they cuddle up, and Kyle's like alone and dejected. And then here comes Amanda. He's like in a little side room you never see anybody in. And then Amanda just comes in, and she's like, why did you bring Jesse up at dinner? God, Kyle.
Like, what the heck, Amanda?
Now everyone's talking about how fucked up it is, Kyle. And like, you called him out. Like, why would you do that,
Amanda, what is
like
your problem?
Old tape player that's like being eaten up in the car, like,
I want to dance with some blue.
Worst. So much trauma from that, and you have to pull it out, and it's like all over the place.
Yes.
So
taking tweezers to the inside of the car cassette player, like, be careful with it. We can splice it back together.
I'm pissed. You look like a fucking asshole, Kyle.
And so she's like, I'm mad. I don't even want to go out anymore. And he's like, oh, fuck you, problem. Oh, you should care about so much more than you care about his fucking comicals. And she's like, have some respect, Kyle. He's like, you are literally in, I don't even know a world right now, but you're in it.
All right. And then she's just like mad. She's like, I can't with him.
And then she goes into her other room, the star room, the room where there's like the little star machine.
Club send it.
She's in that room whispering to herself and like chugging her rosé. It's like an improvised Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. It's like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by non-actors.
Who's annoyed by Virginia Woolf?
That's what it is. So now Craig's upstairs, and Craig's like, chicken. Kyle and Amanda are screaming at each other, and she went after him about the Jesse stuff, and he was like, what the fuck is your problem? Isn't that, like, hilarious, chicken?
Like, literally, Craig, that's what happens every day. Are you new here? Jesus Christ, Craig. Craig is such a gossip. He's so excited. He's like, chicken, guess what happened downstairs? Like, I don't care, Craig.
He gets so excited to gossip with Paige. I think it's actually really cute. He, like, has the biggest smile. I mean, Craig is, like, very adorable with Paige. Like, when Paige is being funny or has a hot take on something, he always has this big smile. I'd be like, isn't this the... I love when she does this. This is so good. This is hilarious. Oh, yeah, I got some right gossip. Now. Oh, my God. She's so good. She's basically like me watching Summer House, pretending that Paige is my friend.
So Paige thinks this is much deeper than just about the... You think? So then Sierra and Paige check on Amanda, and she's like, oh my God, guys, I'm just so mad at Kyle.
We know, Amanda.
Thank you. Thank you for letting every ghost in every room know.
She's like, hold on, one more room. I gotta tell the ghost.
I'm so mad at Kyle right now.
Oh my God. So now Kyle's doing the same thing because he's just the exact same drama queen. That's why I'm like, I don't know if it's... I think Amanda needs to leave just because he's just as bad. I mean, he's just as bad. He gathers everyone around. He's like, I didn't mean to make a big deal about it, but like there's chitter chatter about it. Chitter chatter. Why am I in trouble?
Chitter chatter. I didn't know there was... Oh, there's so much chitter chatter right now.
They're like, whatever. And Craig says, oh my God, now Amanda's over there crying. And Jesse goes, I mean, I might cry. Sick segue, Kyle. Wow. Paige is hot. No malintent. So, I mean, look, I don't feel bad flirting with her. I mean, we're friends in a share house and she's cool. She's hot. And taken, which is also hot.
Nothing more organized than being in a formal relationship. So now they head out and we get some classic Trixie Monocle.
This one's good because it's not just Trixie. It's also Trixie and her friend, Paul. Paul gets a vocal line in this one. He starts, he's like, hey, pretty girl, hello, low, can you go? Can I see it, girl? She's like, okay, watch my face go boom, boom, boom. I was like, a duet? I love it.
Yeah, she's really breaking all sorts of new ground. So they go to this club, and it's Christmas in July, and they're all doing shots, and so Kyle and Lindsay are talking. So Kyle pulls Lindsay over to this bar. And this is actually like amazingly, I love the way this scene is shot because it almost looks like a film noir or something. They're just at a bar. It's dark, but there's like a glow that's like shining on their faces as they have this conversation. And as Kyle goes about trying to destroy Lindsay as best he can.
Yeah. This is why you never feel bad for Kyle because he's always trying to fuck everybody up around him. Yeah. So he's like, hey, you can have a lover boy, but with a gin floater in it. And she's like, Kyle, often I have extreme emotions, whether it's happy or sad, it's extreme, Kyle. And he's like, okay, I think we talked. I think it was a catfish. I don't know why I thought that was funny. And he was a catfish. You know, the thing that stuck with me was when you said, Kyle, you're biased and you take sides.
But it was Cowfish, which is the place that they went to last week. Just because I know someone will say, actually, it was Cowfish. So I'm just telling you right now, it was Cowfish, not
Catfish.
Can I ask
a question while we're paused? Do people in the Hamptons really dress like this? Or are people on this show cosplaying? Because everywhere they go, you have to wear white every place you go in the Hamptons. It just seems
people wear a lot of light colors and pastels. I mean, I think people wear all sorts of different colors. They're like a dark polo or whatever. But I think this is about right. I don't know. I can't.
Gross.
I've only visited the Hamptons. I'm not an authority on it beyond what I see on Barefoot Contessa.
Wow, some Easterner you are.
I know. I'm sad. I can only speak to Westchester, but not necessarily to the Hamptons.
Okay, so back to their talk. So Kyle's like, I just want you to understand, like, I want to just know everybody's point of view. And I hear the pain in both of your voices, you know? I mean, the concerns from his point of view, and they look... Like, and ever since I got serious with Amanda, like, he's always wanted to be just like me and have a serious relationship, you know? It's like he just looks at my happiness. He wants to copy it. So then he found you and he's like, better marry her, you know, gotta do it, gotta be just like Kyle.
But that's what I'm hearing from. This is not exactly what he's saying, but this is totally what I'm hearing. Like,
yeah, Carl just, you know, then he saw you and he thought, well, she's pathetic, but I hate her, but God, I better get married because I'm getting old. And so now he's getting married with you, even though it's the wrong thing to do. She's like,
She's hearing it too, by the way, Ronnie. It's not just you. She's hearing it and she's sort of smiling, but also like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, this wedding's happening. And he's just like so committed to this thing that he's pushing through some of the red flags or hardships. She's like, red flags? There are no red flags. Everything's perfect. And he's like, yeah. So she's like, so what do you mean that he's so committed to seeing it through? Like that he wants the marriage more than the relationship? Because that's basically what you're telling me right now. He's like,
And then we get my favorite sound effect. And we go to break. And when we come back, can I just say, Lindsay looks terrifying in a Santa hat and the candlelight. This is the scariest scene. I'm actually scared for Kyle because I'm like, you do not know what you're wading into.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, what I'm saying is he loves you. It's just out of desperation. Now, joking aside, he does have a point. He's like,
he's right.
I think you guys are just trying to,
we've always said
you
this.
Know, this isn't working, but you're trying to go through with it because you're on a TV show and you have a deadline and a big televised wedding. But maybe you shouldn't do this, you know? And we've he's kind of said, right. But it's Kyle who literally did the same thing 2 years ago and is still acting like he's the best relationship on the show when he never should have done the, he never should have done it either, you know?
Yeah. Well, either way, though, he's right, though, because we've always said, like, Carl is just, Carl wants the image of being married because he has his own issues. And I think that, like, by being married, it, like, would signify that he's matured. But he hasn't actually done the work to mature necessarily, although he has matured since his earlier days. But like, I think he, Carl is trying to see himself as no longer a fuckboy. He is married. He has settled down, which shows that he's had growth. And so that's what he's going for. And Lindsay is also just like, Lindsay just wants to have a family. And so she's like willing to like put on her blinders to get to the family part. Right. So Lindsay's like,
well, see, almost settling because you're 40, you know, it's the settling because you're almost 40 thing.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to start over and it takes like a long time and it's a process. You want to have babies. So she's like, yeah, but like if I have like one sip of alcohol and then I have an emotion, it's like a problem. Like if I just like happen to drink something and I happen to call him Cocaine Carl, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, terrible.
I can't believe it's like, it's so offensive because I call him a Cooking Carl. Sorry. I mean, he asked me if I liked margaritas.
Like if I'm fun, like, and then he's totally fun. But like, if I have like something else in me that's like not fun and I decide to process it by like self-medicating and then getting really angry and then throwing a glass at a tree, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, like how many drinks have you had?
And she's like, if I'm something else other than like a Stepford wife, and then he gets really upset. So I just have to say, Stepford wife. And she's so fucking creepy because she's so intense in the Santa hat and the candlelight.
I know.
It's just so beautifully done. But what she's saying here, I like, because Lindsay is a disaster of a human being and she gets in trouble because she does retaliatory things. Like she's 5 years old and call him Cocaine Carl and stuff like that. But the germ of what she's saying is, so this guy sobers up. It's a problem we've all had with our friends who have sobered up. Well, I've had with my friends who are sobered up. Is the second you are sober, everyone else around you is an alcoholic, or there's like a certain judgment there. And I don't think that sober people do it on purpose. And I don't think it's forever. I think it's a new thing when you're concentrating so hard on sobriety. I think it's totally natural to be like that, to notice just how much everybody around you does drink, because it's kind of a shocker. But it's really hard to be around somebody when you're drinking and they're not, and they're constantly questioning you. You know, right. And I get that, but you can't call someone Cocaine Carl.
No, you can't. You can't call your fiance who's in recovery. You can't do that. And also, it's funny that she's like, if I have an emotion other than like having fun when I'm getting drunk, it's like a bad thing. I'm like, actually, that goes for really anyone. Like, if you're getting drunk and you're getting angry, if you're getting drunk and getting like emotional and crying all the time, that's actually really bad. That means that you're like, whatever unresolved issues you are dealing with are like coming out when you drink. That's not a good thing. But that being said, like people have said online, like I cannot believe the gymnastics that Ben and Ronnie are doing to defend Lindsay. I'm like, they're really not that these are not gymnastics. This is like hopscotch, because the truth is Lindsay is saying vile things to Carl and she should not be doing it. And just based on those things, they should not be getting married. He should be like, bye, see ya. Like, I don't need this support in my life. And that's totally wrong for her to do that. But I also, this episode did make me reflect that like, those things are not said in a vacuum. Like, this is, I think, the culmination of frustration on her part. And I think that she's frustrated, as is said later by my dear friend Paige, that, like, he's not motivated. He's not showing signs of being sexually attracted to her anymore. She's frustrated and she's feeling judged. And so it's manifesting in the worst possible way for her, which is that she's saying these awful, awful things. And she even says right here, when he says, like, how many drinks have you had? I'm like, are you sober? Because it's her way of striking back. And it's so wrong. And she shouldn't be doing that. But let's just not act like she's doing it because, oh, she's just an inherently evil person. She's doing it because I think she's massively unhappy in this situation.
Well, this is something that she says here kind of raised my ears a little bit. Because she goes, he's constantly like, how many drinks have you had? And I'm like, are you drunk? And if you're going to continue questioning me and judging me, unless you're perfect, I'm going to question you on the things you do now. So
tit for tat, very healthy. Like,
it's extremely unhealthy. I mean, I get the thinking.
She should not
though,
do that.
I do get the thinking of being like, okay, you've been sober. Congratulations for your year of sobriety, but you were a fucking mess. You don't get to suddenly come in here and judge everybody else. Like, I get the defensiveness of that, but is she actually saying that he is using, or do you think she's
no,
referring
I don't think
to weed?
I think she's saying, like, don't judge me, because how would you like it if I said it to you? But I don't think she realizes, A, you shouldn't be playing tit for tat with your fiance. Here's where she's really wrong. Like, here's where I do defend Carl, because that's not cool. If he's saying these things and you're being hyper sensitive about it, like, you should not be coming back to hit him where it hurts, because, like, that's just not fair and that's not nice. And you shouldn't have to do that with the person that you love and are planning to marry. So that's totally wrong on her part. And I think that she's sensitive about being judged, but I think she's also probably hypersensitive about being judged, because she's, like, deeply unhappy with this relationship and it's made her uneasy and insecure. I mean, the therapy is not working.
Yeah. So, and also she's just, her bedside manner is just shit. Okay. Cause this isn't even over yet, this conversation.
No.
So Kyle goes, okay, so basically you're just giving it back to him is what you're saying. And she's like, yes. I'm like, you want to give me shit for drinking when I'm not the one who has a problem? I'm like, oh,
see, it's not a one for one. It's not like he's in recovery. Like, it's not like it's not like Ronnie, you got out, went and got wasted and then, like, said something judgy to me. So, like, I came back at you and it's just like, it's someone in recovery. Like, you just don't do that. It's so wrong and so nasty.
Yeah. Yikes. So, yeah. So
I understand why she is driven to the place where she's, like, retaliating, but she shouldn't be retaliating like this. It's unhealthy and it's rude. So, I mean, it's such a gray, murky area. And I think there's, like, a lot of nuance to it beyond just being like Team Carl, Team Lindsay.
And there's also, you know, not to belabor this, too late. But there's also the stance that, you know what, I think there's something when you're in recovery where you feel like, oh, I'm cool with this. I don't care if anybody else drinks. That's okay. It's okay to say, you know what, I don't want my partner to drink.
Yeah, and that's not been honest about
that. It doesn't
that.
Mean Lindsay has to change herself. It just means I want a partner that doesn't drink. And if she wants to drink, go ahead. But it's okay to want a sober partner if you're sober. I'm not saying that he does. I don't know if he does want that. But I think sometimes there's this pressure to prove that, like, I'm still cool. Like, maybe I don't drink, but I'm still totally cool with it. And I'm still totally cool hanging around all my friends who drink all the time and who go out, get wasted until 4 a.m. Well, guess what? I'm not cool with that. And I don't want to go out and get watch you be wasted until 4 a.m. anymore, because I'm not drinking now.
He's
and
like afraid of losing his friends.
And at some point you have to be like, okay, because there are other people out there who are, like, you know, who do the same, live the same lifestyle as you.
Yeah. And also, by the way, there are other people out there who could be just as equally triggered as Lindsay, but don't react with such nastiness. So, like, everyone could be better. Everyone, these two both need to really just, like, figure it out for both.
So she's like, I don't want to cry right now. I didn't come here to cry. And he's like, and then they just walk away. So now they go back home and everybody's going to bed and Jesse's in the kitchen with Kyle. I don't know if they're sucking lemons. I'm not really sure what they're doing. And West is cuddling with Sierra. So Jesse and Kyle are talking and Jesse makes a mistake of asking about him and Amanda. What? Don't do that to yourself. You know, like, why? Yeah. Bring up the weather. Anything else, please.
Yeah, really. And Kyle's like, I mean, I get it. She's like mad, but people are like talking about it. So I'm going to like fucking put it to bed right in front of everybody. You know, he's talking about Jesse and Paige. He's like, and that, like, that was my attitude. And dude, she's just like, how could you do this, man? It's like, Manda. Yeah. So Jesse's like, well, there's a couple of bedrooms down here. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pull a Carl and Lindsay.
So then Jesse is talking about his finding a girl for him, you know, and he's like, oh, there was this married chick at the bar. And that was funny. We didn't talk about that part.
Yeah.
Jesse walks up to someone. He's like, hey, we're having a party at my house later. She goes, can we come?
And he goes, how married are you? Which is like, wow.
Wow, I know. So he's like, whoa, this married chick is like trying to come over. And she said, let me see if my friends will come because otherwise I'll fuck you. And Carl's like, shut up, bro. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm just looking for a girl that I can actually spend time with. You know, I'm just not trying to hook up with these girls, but it just keeps happening. I mean, I can't help it.
He's such a fuckboy. Oh, I'm just looking for a girl that I can, you know, she's gonna be smart and organized, whatever. And then he goes up to a married girl and goes, oh, how married are you?
Yeah.
It's not how you're going to find it.
And also he's like, wow, you know, I'm willing to date a girl. It's just they just all want to fuck me. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Find one person who just wants a relationship out there. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, anyway, they go to bed. Everyone goes to bed. And now it's Saturday
morning.
Well,
we get one quick thing into Kyle where he's like, look, you know, I just having a Jesse says, I know, but having a family is important to me and I don't want to end up like 40 and still doing this. And Kyle goes, yeah, that's how I felt. I mean, I was 33, not 30, but still. It's like, oh, Kyle, I'm so sad.
Yeah. So, it's morning and West is lying in bed with Sierra and he's like, dinner was so fucking good. I keep thinking about it. It made me horny. And he's like trying to kind of get on Sierra. And she's like, mm-hmm, sure.
And then Paige and Craig have some flirtation in bed. She's like, I don't feel good. He's like, eat a banana. You love bananas. She goes, I love a different kind of bed banana.
chicken.
It is storming over here. Jeez.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to listen.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, that sounds so nice.
Turn you to the outside. Can you see it out the window?
Yeah.
Look how hard it's raining. So relaxing. God, I love a good hard rain.
Me too. That's great.
What a
great
interlude. Back
how nice. After all that Paige and after all that Carl and Lindsay talk, to have a nice rainstorm. Okay.
Yeah, so, God is washing us clean of that discussion.
Yep, until the next one in like 10 minutes. So Lindsay gets the text from Carl. He's going to be there at 11 a.m. So Amanda goes into Paige and Craig's room. She's like, are you decent, Craig? I can see your nipples. Kyle! Sorry, I just wanted to be mad about Kyle for something this morning.
Kyle has baby ears. You have baby nipples. I'm so upset now, Kyle.
You know
so
what has really small nipples? You know what has really small nipples? Huh? Chickens. Chicken.
God. So Lindsay goes into Sierra's room and she's in there with West and Jesse both. They're all relaxing in there. And
yeah.
She's like, oh my God, did you guys even sleep? Because like I've been hearing giggles and ever since 6 a.m.
I forgot what giggles meant because I'm in a loveless relationship right now. And Sierra's like, yeah, by the way, when does Carl come? And so they FaceTime Carl and Jesse's like, Carl Radke. And Carl's like, what would Jesse Solomon do? Hey, I'm like 40 minutes away. So you look great, by the way. You look great, by the way, Jesse.
And Lindsay walks out of the room and they're like, wow, that was harsh. Lindsay doesn't even want to talk to her own fiance.
Yeah. They're like, wow. That's not good.
So then Lindsay is doing the dishes while everyone talks about her, which I feel like is just her job on the show.
She's yeah. like, oh my God, I'm doing so great with everybody. And they're like, oh, fucking Lindsay.
But this scene actually surprised me because, wow, what a change. Paige and Lindsay are like, Team Lindsay. I mean, yeah. Paige and Amanda are like, Team Lindsay. Never thought I'd see that. But Paige is like, I'm going to say something I never thought I'd say before. May I help you?
No, Craig.
I'm not getting that kind of a job.
Okay. Team Lindsay. Like, what the hell?
I bet you all thought I was going to say I love holes in the walls that are made by butter knives. No, I still hate those. I still hate those. You won't hear me say that.
And Amanda's like, yeah, Lindsay can get really nasty in her arguments, but clearly she's hurting.
And Paige goes,
yeah, she throws those blows, but I get that. Let's face it.
And Craig just laughs and he's like, do you, Paige? Do you get it? Do you understand that?
Amanda's like, I think it's like deeper issues, like he's not motivated and there's sex life and things like that.
Hi, did you hear your last five conversations with Kyle? Stop projecting. It's literally the exact same thing Kyle was saying to her.
Yeah, but also true. Like, it's clear, like, Carl is driving Lindsay nuts. So Craig's like, it just doesn't feel like they fit anymore, like a pillowcase to a sewing down south pillow.
Well, I'm going to ask her, hopefully at dinner during a game, what she actually likes about her relationship. Oh my God, guys, let's play a game right now. Should I ask Lindsay later what she actually likes about her relationship? Please stop playing games. Get the fuck out of our bed. This is our wood bed now. Go, leave. Walk away, Amanda.
Only chickens allowed.
The gate is locked. Keep going. Lindsay did it.
So then Jesse and Lindsay are in the kitchen talking, and they're all like, oh my God, this marriage is doomed. And then it cuts to Lindsay going,
I think that my wedding hashtag should be from hubby to wifey.
Yeah, once she's figured out a hashtag, there's no going back. This wedding is happening.
But also, what is that hashtag? It's a terrible hashtag.
From hubby to terrible. Wifey. So Paige is like, I think that like Lindsay needs a friend to be like, hey, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to. I thought like also maybe something like, hey, something to look into. Depends. At 70, bladder incontinence is something that does happen. So no shame in it, Lindsay.
Oh my God. I think my wedding hashtag should be got the taco contract.
So, and then Amanda's saying like, yeah, Paige, you were like that for
Lindsay's
me.
Wedding hashtag. I'm sorry. You can do the rest of the street cap now. That's all I care about.
No, but Amanda's saying like, yeah, you were like that for me, Paige. Remember you pulled me aside and were like, hey, 2 months before the wedding, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to. And remember how I ignored that? And I'm so happy now. Oh, Kyle.
You should just let everybody ignore your advice before they get married. It's tradition, Kyle. Oh my God, you remember when we had that conversation right after I came up with my wedding hashtag? Hashtag Kyle.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm feeling a lower end car that's not a luxury car but wants to be one pulling up in the driveway. Hey everyone, I'm here in my Kia.
Wow. A matte painted car.
Wow. We've a not Lexus. Isn't it funny to have a Lexus contract, but then to show up in a Kia every week? That's weird, huh?
So Paige is like, yeah, I think that Lindsay might have to put on a certain persona for him. I mean, normally she's like a psychopath smiling while she stabs you, but now she's like a psychopath just smiling while she calls you Cocaine Carl. I mean, okay, it's similar. It's similar, but still.
Yeah. I feel bad for her. It's weird. I don't know how I feel about this. So so Carl shows up in the Kia and Lindsay, of course, is back into like we're in love mode. And she's like,
oh my God, girl, you made it. Everyone, Carlito's here. Carlito. Oh, wait, no, he's like, gone. Oh. He went off to Barry's. Okay, see him in about 2 hours.
I got us some oil cans and I got us a banner. I don't know what that means. Hold on. I got gas cans. Oh, a banner. And I rented an actual car. Like, I'm really going all out for this. I can't wait to park this car in the backyard. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So the reason I didn't come up on Friday night is because of Lindsay and I's fighting. And I'm about anything that gets us back into a rhythm. So I'm all about anything that gives us a good time. And, you know, people say that I'm like an avoider, but I'm not an avoider. I just wanted to avoid Lindsay for one night of our two-night weekend. That's it.
So now they're going to do a Mario Kart day and like have go-kart racing. And I guess he's ordered go-karts off Amazon or something. And so then this really hot delivery guy comes with the go-karts. And Lindsay's like,
hashtag not married yet.
So then Carl and Lindsay are kissing. And Lindsay's like, Carl seems to be in like a good headspace, so maybe the space was good. Like, maybe having that night off was good. And this is like the last summer before we're married and potentially have kids and gonna have a family, and there will be no issues whatsoever. We're gonna be happily ever after, so let's like enjoy it.
This is like the last time we're gonna get to go kart without kids. So then everyone puts together the parties and the cart, and Kyle's walking around. He's like, Craig and Sierra are going to the store. Hey, can you guys get some pre-made lemon drops? And what's the protein situation like in here? And Amanda's like, Kyle, check the fridge.
Use your eyes, Kyle. I was like, oh my God. So, yeah, Kyle's like, yeah, today's about having a good time. And I just, like, don't want to fight with her. And I don't think she wants to fight with me. It's a perfect opportunity to sweep things under the rug. I'm like, wow, I'm loving the way people are really dealing with their crumbling relationships on this show.
Yeah.
Avoidance.
Sierra and Craig drive to the store and talk about relationships. And I liked this scene. Well, first they talk about Paige and Craig, like, should he pay part of the rent to stay? You know, they have that conversation. But then they start talking about West. And, you know, she's like, I really just like that guy. And he goes, yeah, I like that you like goobers. She's like, yeah, I do. I just like to laugh. And they have a conversation that makes me so sad for Sierra, because she's like, dude, this fucking guy, Austin, it never leaves. Like, I dated him on TV. And so still I'm taking shit for dating Austin, you know,
yeah.
And it's like stained me, and I don't want to open up to anybody else, especially on TV, because if he turns out to be another jackass, it's like another decade of me looking like an idiot. Like, people are still coming up to me in bars and being like, hi, you're an idiot. You're stupid.
People are so mean. I can't believe
people are such dicks.
It's one thing,
dude,
to say it behind her back, but don't go up to her and actively shame her for the Austin of it all.
Yeah.
Do it discreetly.
Who hasn't had an Austin or two in their lives, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
But then I also felt bad because I was like, oh, it was kind of me. But at least we didn't come up to you in a bar and do it. Like,
yeah.
We're just on a podcast.
Like, just a podcast.
I reserve the right to have that opinion on a podcast. But stop torturing people in bars, you guys.
So they go, they do their shopping, and then they come back with all the booze and everything. And Carl pulls up in a Corvette. He has like a red Corvette because it's racing. Today's racing. And then everyone's showering, getting ready for the party. And Paige loves Craig's mechanic look. She's like, this is the sexiest you've ever looked. And then Lindsay's shaming Carl for his nail clippers.
Babe, you need new nail clippers. You can't be like clipping your nails with this rusty old shit, especially if this is the summer before we have our family and live happily ever after.
I need babies born to someone with a clean nail clipper, Carl.
He's like, okay, I'm totally happy with all of Lindsay's opinions today.
Yeah, not gonna be sad about throwing out my sentimental nail clipper I had since Syracuse.
So Kyle comes out in his Evel Knievel bodysuit, and Sierra's dressed like Kristen from Vanderpump Rules.
She's cute. The inflated, like, used car parking lot thing that flaps its arms all around, and she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna do a sexy costume, that would be way too boring and obvious. So people are showing up, you know, it's a party time and everything, and Carl's got like a handlebar mustache going on, and it's just like party.
Yeah, they're getting this thing together. Like, the Amanda was like, oh my god, look at Kyle, he looks like he was paid to be here. He looks like a character. And so Paige asks Amanda how she is, and she's like, oh my god, I'm so annoyed with Kyle. I mean, I'm trying to tell him he's not fucking funny. And Paige goes, yeah, I like to tell Craig every single day of his life that he's not funny. Gotta keep him humble.
Craig's like, I love it when she does that. It's so great. Isn't she hilarious? I'm like, I know. So Paige is talking about her apartment hunt, and Craig wanted to contribute and all this, and Paige is just like, she just thinks it's weird with she doesn't like the boyfriend and money stuff, and she doesn't want to have a boyfriend to hold anything monetarily over her head. And she says that she had a boyfriend and they went out to California for a weekend, and she wanted to change the flight, and the boyfriend said, when you buy the plane ticket, you can change what time the flight is. And it was just like a control tactic. I'm like, this is Perry. She is clearly talking about Perry, right? Because Perry was that boyfriend that she had on her second season on the show, where in the first season, Paige was like breakout star. Everything was about Paige. Then she starts dating this guy, Perry. And then she like vanishes from the show, essentially. And she like wasn't even going out to the Hamptons, and everything was about Perry, and he wouldn't allow himself on TV. I was like, and he was in finance, and he was wealthy, and he was buying her gold watches. It was totally this guy. This guy totally is the one who traumatized Paige.
Well, also, she's 20 years old. I mean, she's so young, you know? So how many? Had to be.
Had to be Perry.
I feel like I've
Because I remember at I feel the time. Like
I've, known I said, I've known Paige on TV since she was in junior high, for Christ's sake.
Like, I know. I remember at the time, I was like, I don't like this guy, Perry. I feel like he's controlling. So it's got to be this guy.
Yeah, he was a shithead, that guy. Yeah, he was gross. So she doesn't want to be controlled by money, which is smart. And Amanda's like, does it bother him that you don't want his money? And Paige is like, well, what about you and Kyle? And she's like, well, like, well, Kyle started a company, but like his money was always in flux. I was the one with a real job and income. Like, oh, isn't Kyle like loaded as hell? I mean, Kyle's one of those people you can't tell because he's always got a brand new, extremely expensive $100,000+ car, you know? So is he just being flashy? Is that, but then their apartment and I don't know. I've always thought Kyle was fucking loaded.
I always thought so too. And so she basically said that, you know, she says the thing about how she's working part-time and then she started working full-time at Loverboy, which we all watched this whole journey. And Paige is like, I feel like he doesn't give you enough credit. And she goes, yeah, and Limoncello is my idea. It's like the biggest fucking hit. He goes, oh, he doesn't say that either. So, you know,
you should totally stay with him. I can't wait for you guys to have babies. So Amanda's like, yeah, like I was really hesitant to quit my job, but it's what Kyle wanted. And like, he thought it was the right thing. And we talked about it. And I was like, maybe this is the right move. And, but maybe we were wrong.
Then get a job. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Who's stopping you? If this isn't working, go get a job. Just honestly, my head's going to explode from this show.
Why? I know.
Okay. You know what? You talk.
Okay, so Lindsay is talking to Carl in the kitchen, and she's like, by the way, Sierra and I made a sick meal that you would have absolutely loved if you weren't such a baby and needed to take space for me, your fiancé. Oh, and Wes said it was like the best meal of the summer so far. And he's like,
whoa, eyelash on your cheek.
So then she blows up. She's like, she blows it off, and goes, you make a wish. Oh, everything's great between
us. Am I
us.
The only one doing blow today, Carl? Just kidding, Carl.
It's like, okay, that was hilarious.
So then the guys outside, they're doing a little tricycle race, and they're going around, and West is winning in this little race. So Kyle roughhouses and knocks West over, but West is wearing these like novelty sunglasses that have pointy edges, and it like cuts his nose, and he starts to bleed everywhere.
Yeah, so then Sierra goes to the like, the hurt tent.
The hurt tent. From the people who brought you Hurt Locker comes Hurt Tent.
So he's smoking a cigar and she's nursing his cat and stuff. And they're being like cute.
It's cute.
And then he asks her about Austin and she tells him a very shortened version because really nobody wants to tell the long version of anything having to do with Austin in their life, which I totally get. And he's like, you know, I care about that because I care about her. And that fucking sucks that he put her through that. So he's a keeper, this guy. I mean,
he's the best.
I'm not getting any red flags, which is super weird.
I love them together. I'm like, I ship them. Like, they are like the best. When they were cuddling earlier, I was like, ugh, I love them. I love when my friends get together like that.
Weirdo. I just am so judgy and cynical that I don't really trust anybody new, you know, like whenever there's, especially on these shows.
Yeah.
But I can't find anything. I think he's so cute and sweet. I mean, his teenage boy hair has to go. But otherwise, I mean, it's so sweet.
So then Paige is talking to Craig and she's like, do you want to sit next to me or do you want to just sit behind me? There's only one right answer. It's a trick question. He's like, next to me, idiot. Okay, cool. So what did you guys talk about? She goes, me and Amanda. Well, I talked about us and I talked about how, like, you know, me getting a new apartment and you offering to pay some of it and me saying that, no, you don't have to do that. Like, it's, you know, all that stuff. He's like, okay, cool. I just when I visit, want to be in like a really cool apartment, you know?
Yeah, and she's like, well, I don't want to owe men money, so that's it.
And he's like, okay. So she's like, well, we should have these conversations because people are fighting, people get divorced over these conversations, you know? And she's like, you know, if I offered to pay Craig half of his mortgage, he'd be like, no. But just because the situations are reversed, people are like, oh my God, are you okay?
Do you even love him?
Which is such a good point. Why would you take his money? Yeah.
It's a good point because for sure people like it would never be expected for her to chip in for his house. But like then it's like, how could you not let the man be a man and support you? So they kiss. West is peeing on the wall. Sierra sees.
There's a thing. Just stop. You see, I know that Kyle made you think this is all okay. No, it's not okay to go into someone else's fucking home and piss all over the place. Gross. Stop.
So then, and Sierra sees it, and she's like, you know, there's something about seeing the urine hitting the wall. That's just, like, really unpleasant. So Lindsay, Paige, and Amanda sit down together. And Amanda's like, hey, Lindsay, how's it been going today? Kyle's really annoying me, in case you were wondering.
And she's like, well, good. And they're like, it's not Friday. She's like, yeah, it's not Friday. So we're good. And Paige is like, I just want to say thank you last night for being so open and honest in your room, because I didn't want you to feel like we didn't give a shit that you just said some really, really intense things. And Lindsay's like, what was intense? I told you.
I just told you that, like, we don't have sex and Carl never initiates it and he sort of has, like, limp dick and he has, like, no job and no prospects and he just sort of, like, we're kind of in a loveless place. I don't really think that's that intense.
And Paige is like, you're getting married and you don't have sex. So that's intense. She goes, huh, okay. Like, okay, I got it. So they're like, oh, but you're so vulnerable, Lindsay. And you talked about what you were going through. And Lindsay's like, yeah, you know, look, last summer was uncomfortable because there was so much tension and so much judgment. And which also Lindsay was totally caught. Wait, was last summer the Austin summer? Or was that the summer before?
No, last summer was her and Carl being in love and Danielle spiraling.
Right. So, God, she's had some messy summers in this house. Jesus.
Not some. She just has messy summers.
Summers.
So she's saying, like, you know, I think every relationship is different. And I've never been in a relationship where, like, you know, I've had a sex problem or I dated a sober guy or I was in love with someone who clearly was not interested in me anymore. I've been through a lot.
And so Amanda tries to pussyfoot around. She's like, do you guys think you move too fast? And she's like, Lindsay says, I think he thought that going into this relationship, if I was in a relationship, I was going to change. And Paige goes, but to what? And Lindsay's like,
I don't know. Like, what else would I be?
Well, not a younger woman, that's for sure. And Amanda's like, I don't think Carl is like she's going to change for me. I think Carl thought that because we're, like, madly in love and we're going to get married, that she's going to have a little bit more respect for me. But, like, or treat him differently from anyone else. Which, if Carl did think that, that's hilarious to think that Lindsay would
Have you ever seen married people? Like, what model did you pull that from? Because I've literally never seen that. Wow, you know, they were a real asshole until they got married. And then they just were suddenly so nice. No, yeah. I think marriage, like, can push your buttons so much that it makes you more annoyed. You know, I think it's more work. So probably obvious, right?
Yeah. Okay. So then Jesse's talking to Carl, and Jesse's like, hey, we missed you last night. And Carl's like, yeah, well, the last two Fridays, Lindsay, like, I'm not gonna lie, haven't been great. And it's just like, I feel like I'm doing my best, but, like, I've learned a lot of really important things in couples therapy. Basically, I'm 100% wrong, and I'm fully willing to take responsibility, and I'm gonna go to anger management because apparently, like, I'm just, like, so angry all the time. It's, like, scary, right? So I'm just gonna, like, do fix this part about me. And they're like, anger management?
But he does have that issue. That's the thing. It's not just coming out of nowhere. He fights. This is what makes me crazy. The conversation is like, well, I'm totally to blame too. But they only see this one side of Carl. That
right.
Lindsay is crazy. Like I say every week, she's crazy out loud. They don't see the other side. So he's like, yeah, you know, anger management. And Jesse goes, but do you think you're angry? Because I don't see an angry person. Well, yeah, you don't, because you're not in the relationship with him. Why the fuck would you? You're some bro. You're a fellow tall bro. Yeah. Who's, like, youthful and getting laid. He's not going to show you that side. You've been here 5 minutes, sir.
That's true. You have been here for 5 minutes, Jesse. That being said, though, a lot of the season when we've seen the arguments, you see Carl saying, you know, being like, I was, like, disappointed.
Why are you yelling at me?
So Lindsay yeah. often says that Carl is, like, yelling and rageful when it doesn't seem like he is. And then that, when she does that, that makes him kind of snap. I don't know. This couple is so fucked.
This couple's fucked, yeah. So the guys, basically it's all the guys. And they're like, well, just make sure you're not the only one making changes. Like, you know, because, like, Lindsay is the outwardly nuts one. So please make sure she's doing something, too. So then Paige is like, listen, I feel like I've never said this before. And Lindsay's like, may I help you? No, why does everybody want me to be in service?
Wait, no, I got it.
Guys, don't worry about it. I'm going to do the dishes. Is that what you're about to say? No, never. Disgusting.
I'm done with this conversation. She goes, well, look, in this situation, I'm on your side. And you two will get into a fight. And then everyone's like, oh, my God, how's Carl? I feel so bad for Carl. Which is exactly what's
that's
happening
true.
On the other side
of the yard. I 100% agree with this, too. I know it sounds like I'm taking both sides. But that's because there's a lot of, again, this is a nuanced situation where both sides actually have a lot of points that I think are completely valid. But in this case, I 100% agree with this. I think that, like, every time there's an issue, everyone is like coddling Carl. And, you know, I think there's just more to it.
Right. So that's happening right now with the guys across the yard. So Lindsay's like, yeah, because I'm the vocal one. I'm the louder one. So I'm the one to blame. And which I love. I love being validated, even if it's by Lindsay. And so Carl's like, you know, I know couples fight and we're like every other couple. But what point is the fighting healthy and when is it not healthy? And Craig's like, well, have you guys thought that maybe you could push the timing of this wedding up?
Well, one of our first fights about the wedding was like, I was like, hey, let's do January. And she was like, no. And Jesse's like, I feel like it's not our place to give you advice because you're a grown man and I'm just seeing the situation for the first time. But what we're getting at is it just feels very soon to be getting married given the complications / you guys hate each other.
Yeah. And then Lindsay's like, I mean, there's like miniature flags, but they're not like red enough to be like, I don't want to get married. I mean, they're like maroon. That's red is, you know, or purple.
Little maroon like flags that you put on top of a sandwich to keep it together, but like not like banners.
And Paige is like, okay, I have to say this because I said it to Amanda the month before she got married. Are you sure? Because if you're not, it's way easier to call off or postpone a wedding than it is to get divorced 2 months later, especially when there's a Kia involved.
I mean, look at Amanda. She's sitting right here. Just look at her. Do you want to be like that? Look. Look.
Look at Evil Knievel over there shotgunning a yellow lover boy while he pisses in someone else's backyard.
And now look at Amanda. Now back to Evil Knievel. Now Amanda. And now put your faces. Do mental Photoshop. Put your faces on it. Do you want that to be you? Do you?
You in danger, girl. All right. Okay, Ariana's even here to warn you.
Ariana's
oh, my here. God. It's my hero, Ariana.
Ariana.
So to be continued. I mean, it is comforting knowing that they will break up because we keep on saying, this relationship's got to end. This has got to end. And it's nice to know it does end. But what, man, total dysfunction. And then, you know, like, and that goes for both relationships happening in this episode.
This is a lot. This is a lot of terrible relationships. My God.
I know.
But I mean, at least give us some fresh, terrible. These are stale, terrible relationships. I need a fresh pain. You know what I mean? I'm a Bravo watcher. I don't need the same pain. I need fresh pain deliveries.
It's coming
Everybody,
soon.
Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week. Go get tickets for our European tour and our Los Angeles show in May. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie,
she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.